Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Tes Omud Aleph. In the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, we're still in the middle of Hilchos Netilos Yadayim Simin Kuf Samach Beis. And we're at the very top with Si'if Ches. And the Mechaber writes, Notel Yodo Achas V'Shiv Sheshov V'Rosho. If somebody washed one of their hands, and then he touched that hand that was washed to his head. The Ramo explains, Pirush Kidei L'Nagvo. He wanted to dry his hand off on his head, on the hair on his head. He didn't scratch it. We'll learn later on, if you scratch your head, that makes your hands tummy. But here he just wanted to dry his hands off on the hair of his head. As the Ramo explains, that if you go scratch your head, your hands will become tummy. But here we're talking about where the person dried his wet hands on his hair, on his head, so not in a way that they normally would become tummy, but now there's the wet water from his hand, which was tummy, on his hair. Or likewise, it doesn't have to be on his body. The person could have wiped his hand on a wall. And then this water is on the wall, or the water is on his hair. And then that water comes back and touches his hand. What is the halacha in that case? Are those waters capably metame the hand? So the Mechaber says, yes. Tumeya, your hand becomes tame. Why? That those waters, which were tame, Chazru, they came back, Vitimu Esayach Nogabam. If after you put the water on your head or on the wall, you then retouched it with your hand, so now those waters have the ability to recontaminate your hand, be metama your hand. And the Mechaber says, Afogab the Kokama de Lo Shiv Shave. If you didn't go and touch them, Mitarim Bishiv Shuv, then your hands are tar, they remain tar, even though the water's on the hands. However, Hashu the Chazavinoga, now that you retouched it, it's gara. It actually makes it worse, and it makes your hands tummy. And the Mechaber concludes this sif, and he says, Ukvar nizbar. We've already explained multiple times, Shashofech revias kiachas. If you had poured an entire revias, so then the water doesn't become tummy. Eino bichlal kolel. Then the water on your head is not tummy. The water on the wall is not tummy. And even if you touch them afterwards again, they don't have the ability to contaminate your hands. The ein shom mayim tmeim klal. That water is not considered tummy, capable of being metame your hands. So it's only if you poured less than revias on your hands, you didn't pour mayim shneim yet, so the water is not tar, and you touched your hair, or you touched the wall with your wet hands, the wall or your hair got wet, and then you retouch it afterwards, so that water does have the ability, that tummy water from your hands has the ability to now go back and recontaminate your hands, be metame your hands, and make you have to do a new netilas yodayim. That is Siv Ches. Now let's see all the Mishnah Berurahs inside. Siv Katan Nun Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afarish Klal Inyan Shosiv Zeh. I will give you a little bit of an overview to help you better understand this. Now, some of this is somewhat repetitive, as we've explained this previously, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says. He named Avur Le'el B'Siv Beis. We've already learned in Siv Beis. Da'anot Yodov Tzorich Lishpoch Mayim Rishon Mishnim. When you wash Netilas Yadayim, so this is a good opportunity for us to review. You first pour the Mayim Rishonim, then you pour the Mayim Shneim. The purpose of the Mayim Rishonim, HaRishonim Mitarim HaYadayim. The first waters that you pour on your hand suffice to go and make your hand tar. However, Haim Atzmon Timeim, but those waters became tame by coming into contact with your tame hands, and if they just stayed there, they were a potential problem. That's why you pour Vashniim Mitarin Oson. That's why you pour the second waters on your hand to go be matar of the first waters that were there. Again, as we pointed out many, many times, if you've poured a revias, then it's not a problem. As the Mishnah Berurah now says, V'rach b'shofach revias b'vasachas ayodov ein tzorich l'shniim l'rov ha-poskim. As we pointed out numerous times, if you pour an entire revias, then technically one pouring is enough. You technically, according to most poskim, do not have to do a mayim shniim. The Deer Shifut number 42 reminds us of this. Sha'af ha-pishu rov ha-poskim sovrim. Even though the majority of poskim do say that if you pour in an entire revias, ain't sarich mayim shneim, you don't have to go and do the mayim shneim. And that was the stam opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. Nevertheless, there is a minority opinion which we hold like and we're concerned about. Shemin hadin sarich li ola mayim shneim, we always pour on mayim shneim, and therefore lechatchila we should always be choshesh for this daya, and we always pour mayim rishonim with a revias, and then we do mayim shneim anyway. But the bottom line is, only if there's a potential for tamei water, if you didn't pour revias, do you need to do technically the mayim shneim to be matar the water. But until you do the mayim shneim, or if you did, or if you didn't pour an entire revias, so then the water is potentially tamei. The kasev kana mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah says now the mechaber is telling us this din. The imnalta rak mayim rishonim levad. If you only poured the mayim rishonim on your hand and you did it one time, ubepachas revias, and you didn't do an entire revias, as The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Shaar Tzion, Sivkot Memhei, Ukigon, Shoya Bakli Revius, Kashir Natila. There had to be at least a Revius in the Kli, but he didn't pour all of it on you. If you don't have a Revius in the Kli, then it's not going to be a good Natila. But you don't have to pour all the Revius on your hands. It had to have a Revius, but you didn't have to pour all of it on it. So that's how you can have over here the situation where you started off with a Revius in the Kli, but you only poured, let's say, a half a Revius on your right hand. So your right hand is now Tahar, but the water on your right hand is Tame. Damayim Tmeim Heim in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Im Kinach Osam, if you were to dry them off, Nitaru Yoda, then it also suffices to get rid of the Tame water because your hand is clean. The water on your hand doesn't have the ability at that moment to be mimitame your hand. So technically, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you just dried off your hands in the Mayim Rishonim, according to many poskim, that would work to be have your hands tar, and there's no water that's tummy there any longer, so therefore there's no potential for harm. And this footnote number 43 brings down that the Chazon Ish already told us, even though, as the Mishnah Berurah brought down, this is the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Elu dvarim tmuun ma'o." They're still very strange and hard to understand, as the Chazon Ish had mentioned previously. He says, "Benetila zu lo nishlemes taras yadayim ad shi'ato pam shnia." He says you need to pour the second time in order for this to be an adequate tahara. In any event, the simple reading is like the Mishnah Berurah over here, that if you technically dried off your hands, then you would be in fact having a tar hand. Because, as we've already pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah says, your hand became tar just by the pouring of the Mayim Rishonim, even though it was less than Revius, as long as it came from a kli containing Revius, that made the hand tar. And it's only if they touch your other hand, or it comes back and touches you in the way that we had in the Mishnah from your hair or from the wall, that that water has the potential to go and recontaminate your hand. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, what about the towel itself that you dried your hand off? And the Mishnah Berurah said you can go dry your hand off and that would be fine. So footnote number 44 brings down, Le'inyan nigov b'mageves rituva. So 10 guys are in line ahead of you. They each washed Natilas Yadayim, and they, let's say, all had tamei water on their hand because they only did Mayim Rishonim and they each dried it off. So now this towel is wet and you want to dry your hands with this towel. Does that water have the potential, the moist towel, have the potential to go back and be rimitame your hand? So he brings down for the Chazon Ish, she ain't tzarech lachshosh. You don't have to be concerned. Here the Chazon Ish is mekel. You don't have to be concerned that the water in the towel is going to go back and be mitame your daim. Why not? Kivin shim lo natal kedin, ein lamayim elu din mei netila shimitamin. So since he holds l'chumra before that the water over here was not properly wiped off, your hands weren't clean, so then this towel doesn't yet have on it water from Netilas Yadayim that was done properly, and only water from Netilas Yadayim can go make your hands tame. So it's a chumra in the Chazon Ish that makes a cool in the Chazon Ish. But he points out that the Machzis HaShekel disagrees, and the Machzis HaShekel says Yesh Lizor Shalom Nekeach B'Mapa Shekinich B'Chaveru Shem HaChaveru Lo Notal Kedin. He says that one should not use a moist towel that somebody else had recently used, because maybe he didn't wash his hands properly and therefore his hands were still tame. The water on them is still tame. The towel now has that tame water on it. They can't be mitame the dime, and now you go draw your what you thought were tar hands on this moist towel. It can be, according to the Machzis HaShekel, mitame your hands. However, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal that shem b'mesudos tzibor, in a public restaurant, or in a place where there are a lot of people present that are drawing their hands on this towel, shavade yesham keelu shaloni zaruliyto yedem b'kalocha. He says there definitely is going to be somebody over here that did not wash the hands properly, and he says you definitely cannot use such a towel. Not like the Machzis HaShekel, who says you should be zohir not to do that. He says you're absolutely not allowed to use such a towel, as long as the towel is moist enough that it will wet your hand, and then your hand will be wet enough that if you touch something, that thing would be wet. Because it's metame esayad hanogas, but this towel has the ability to be metame your hand. However, he adds, shemimagevish she'enam yuedis l'rabim, but a towel that's not really there for public usage. It's a towel, your private towel in your kitchen. And once or twice, maybe somebody else has used it. So then, even if it's a little bit moist, you don't have to be concerned. Because even though the people have used this towel for Natilas Yadayim, in your house, you're pretty certain that the people have used the Revius, so there never was tummy water in this towel. So in a situation where you know that there's no tummy water in the towel, the fact that the towel is moist in and of itself doesn't ruin your Natilas Yadayim, your drying of your hands. That was complicated. I hope I made it clear. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says you can also see this in the Bir Halacha. As we've already talked out, this is only that you don't have to do the Mayim Shneim. You could dry off your hand technically, or if you pour the Revius on it the first time, you don't have to go and pour the Mayim Shneim. But as we pointed out, and he says, look in the Bir Halacha for further discussion, which we've already had, you should do the Mayim Shneim. Sivkot Nunches, Berosho. You have water on the hair on your head that you dried your hands on your hair on your head. That's how it got wet. If your hair was sweaty and your hands touched your sweaty hair, then if the hair was wet, not because of the water from your hands that you dried on it, but because you're sweaty, so then you would have to wash the tilasigayim again, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in Simon Kuf Samach Dalet. Why is it different over here? Shani hacha, shenu mechachek ben asaros. You're not scratching in between the hair. Makom hazeh with his sweat. El mekanech yod lemala. You're just rubbing your hands, drawing your hands off on the top layer of the hair, which is not sweaty. It's not a problem. If it's not sweaty, it's not a problem. Ukemoshim mefarishim etzayim b'ramah, as we'll see over there in Kuf Samach Dalet. Dershu foot number 45 brings down the Chen Le'inyan Amira's Bracha Kishaminiach Yod Ola Rosh. Says you have the same question that comes up. If a person wants to put his hand on his head, he doesn't have a yarmulke, and he wants to put his hand on his head. So we've already brought down that you shouldn't do that Lechatrila, but maybe under certain extenuating circumstances, for example, if a person is in bed at night, he doesn't have a yarmulke there, and he needs a drink of water by his bedside, and he's not getting up to find the yarmulke, so maybe B'dievet, he could put his hand on his head. As soon as he puts his hand on his hands are Tomei, he can't do this. So again, as long as you're not really scratching or getting sweaty hair on your hand, so then it's not a problem. Again, the proper way to do this is not with your hand directly, is to take your sleeve or to take some other garment and put it on your head, or certainly to put a yarmulke on your head. That's the preferable way. But b'shas atchak, where maybe it might be acceptable to put your hand on your head, you don't have a concern, as long as you're putting your hand just on top of your hair, that your hands will become tummy by touching your hair. Sivkot Nuntes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tameya, Ukigon Shelo Notal Ela Rak Mayim Rishonim. Again, as we pointed out, the water was Tameh because you only washed with one time Mayim Rishonim and Upochas Mervias, and it was less than Mervias, Da'as HaMayim Tameim Heim V'Chanal. Then the water would be Tameh, as we've already spoken out in great detail. Sivkot and Samach, Mitarim B'Shiv Shuf. What does he mean by that? That the hands, if you didn't put them on the hair, then that water is not matame. Wrote Salomar, if you didn't go back and touch the water that was on your hair, or the water was on the wall from the Mayim Rishonim that was on your hands, then your hands would be perfectly good by just drawing them off. According to the opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you draw off your hands, then you don't need Mayim Shneim. Below Mayim Shneim, without the Mayim Shneim. The lo kinach hamayim tmeim shalav, because the halo kinach hamayim tmeim shalav, because you removed the tamei water from your hand with the towel. And now that you went and touched that water that was tameh, that was on your hair or on the wall, it actually makes it worse. Sivkot and samachal of gora, it makes it worse. V'tzorech l'nagev, you got to dry them off. The laws of elitol karoy, you have to do a whole new netilas yadayim after the hands are dry, as we've already explained in the previous shurim, kimavur b'sifim hakodmim. Now we can just start sif test. The mechaber writes, v'sheshofech mayim rishonim ayodam, when you pour the first waters on your hand, Tzarech Lizar, I want to be very careful. Shelo yishar ayodo tsrar o kisem o shum dovar acher. You should make sure that there's nothing on your hands, not for purposes of a chatzitza, because this tsrar, this little pebble, or this kisem, this little splinter, or any other little item that maybe was in the water over here, we're not concerned about chatzitza, but we're concerned that the water on top of them, she'ein mayim mitarim elo mayim sh'al gabe hayad, below hamayim shalatzror. So this water is tameh, just like the water in the rest of your hand is tameh if you didn't pour two times and if you didn't pour revius. But the water on your hands has the ability to become tar with the mayim shneim. But the water on top of the splinter or the stone, that's why we brought down the other day, when you have a ring, the water on top of the ring that you're wearing, the mayim shneim cannot be metar that water. So if you're wearing a ring, and it's not a chatzitza, and there's not a concern under those circumstances where the ring would not be, we said it's preferable to take off the ring, but in circumstances when you washed with the ring on or with a bandage on, you should make sure that you're pouring an entire revius, so this way you don't have the problem of the water becoming tamei, and mayim shneim will not help to be metar water that's on something other than your skin. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. A person should be very careful when he pours the Mayim Rishonim, that there is no little splinter or a pebble or something like that mixed in with the water that will be a big problem in not allowing the Mayim Shneim to go be Metahar, the water that's on top of that splinter or little stone. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Beis explains, Vimeinu Nizov, if he's not careful, And then he pours the mayim shniyim. And after the mayim shniyim are poured, he sees that there's a little pebble there, or some other particle that has water on it, yod of tomatoes. Then his hands are tame. You have to dry them off. And you have to redo the entire process after you dry it off your hands. However, he says, but if you saw that the little pebble was there after the mayim rishonim, and you took it off, and then v'shofach achakach hashtim, and then you pour the mayim shniyim, o shabadochas hashtim, or when you pour the mayim shniyim, hurdu hatzorah v'akisim, the pebble or the little splinter, the little piece of wood, whatever the particle was, got rubbed off by the pouring of the water, it's no longer on your hand. So then he says, yesh la'ayim badover, dulay mahani. Then he says, possible that this is good, it's possible that it's not good. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in Sivkot Nun, in the Shaar HaTzion, a long arichus about this, and he concludes and he says, amashik asapti, o shabadocha sashlim v'chule, that maybe that would be good. Af shebesefer yad haktana machmir zeh, he says, even though the sefer yad haktana says it's no good, laniyaz dati gam zeh lo brira, it's not clear to me that it's not good. So again, one should be careful to look to make sure that he doesn't have any kisim or any sort of a tsrar on his hand before he pours the mayim shniyim. If you see it, you should take it off, and only after that pour the mayim shniyim. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Umotzasi b'fri magadim aviri agon maram benat ala Mordechai shemistapkim zeh." They also had a machlokus about this, meaning that the pri magadim and the maram benat also were not sure what to do in this situation. And he says, "Go look over there for further discussion." Sivkot Masamach Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Va'af kishem refuyim." Again, the stone or the little pebble over here, or the little piece of wood, it's not a concern of chatzitza. The psul bezeh lav mishum chatzitza. Elikdim afarish. The psul is not the chatzitza, but it's because there's water on it. As if katan samach dala, the Mishnah Berurah says, ayin in the magen rav misharachronim. The afilu dover shebriyosim in amayim. Even something that was born, so to say, in the water, can go in the yafshchush and adum, and these little red insects that we'd mentioned previously that are not a problem in terms of doing the tilas edayim, or shele guborish lo rizkon. If you have pieces of snow or of hail that haven't been melted, dinam ketzoravikisim, they have a problem of being like a tzoravikisim, that water on top of them will be a problem. However, he brings out from the Prima Gordon, Mamanam Prima Gordon, Mistapik, Linian, Shela Gubarit, maybe that's not true for snow and hail, Shalom, Lifsol, Imim Tzayodo Achantila. That wouldn't necessarily be a problem if you poured water, let's say that had snow or hail in it, and you poured it on your hand, and then there was still some snow or hail on your hand. So he says that may not be a problem. He says, look in the Bir Halacha, Masher Kosavna was there, and there in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Oshum Dover, the Chavetz Chaim writes, Valkinira, the Bezesh Nimsa Acha Kacha Yodo, Ein Livsol and Atila, Lakshah was on the Dover Acha. You don't, Lamaisa, have to be concerned that that's considered separate from the water. That is considered the water. It's better if you have water that was mixed with snow or with hail, then pour an entire revius. This way you don't have this problem at all, as we've already explained many, many times. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, nowadays, the people have become accustomed to pouring an entire revius on each hand. The entire shiur today could be totally not halacha l'maisa and not necessary as a practical concern. Always be careful, as we've already explained, kid l'kameh, to go and pour a entire revius on your hand. Sivkot and samachay, shemayim matarim, that the water on the kisim or the tzor will not be able to become tar with the mayim shniyim, wrote Shlomar. The tam apsul bezeh hu mishum shemayim shal tzor nitmu machmas yodov. Because the water on top of the tzor or the kisim became tummy with your hand. So that water is tummy. V'choj mitami yadayim. And it would have the ability to go back and re-mitami yadayim. I pour the water shniyim, hamayim shniyim sheshofech lo mahani. As we pointed out, the second waters that you're pouring cannot work for water that's not on the flesh. They can only be matar the water that's directly on your hand, the lo sha'al hatzor, and not water that is on the tzor. That concludes today's shir.